Bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this a Mubarak night, the 12th of Rabi' for us and all the Muslims. This was the night where he was born and also the day he passed away, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I want to mention this hadith. It's narrated by Iribald ibn Sariyah, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Indeed, I am the servant of Allah and the seal of the prophets, while Adam was still in his clay, mixed in his clay. And I will inform you about that. I am the prayer of my father Ibrahim, and the good tidings of Isa, and the vision that my mother saw, and likewise the mothers of the prophets see. And the mother of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw when she gave birth to him a light, nur, that the by which the palaces of Sham, the Levant, were lit up, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this was a physical, visible nur, light, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed Sayyida Amina, his mother, alayhi salam. And here, this physical nur that she saw, the palaces of Sham, I believe that there is a connection that Sham, especially, you know, the Syria, Palestine, Jordan area, that was what was lightened up by his mawlid, with his birth, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An indication, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, that the areas there and the people there have a special connection with his mawlid, with his birth, as they were exposed to the light of his birth. Also in another hadith, that the umud al-kitab, the pillars of the book, like the Quran, was put in Sham. There's that connection, a strong connection with Sham and his light, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now this was the physical light, right? A visible physical light. Now the lights of the ghaib, the hidden lights, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how innumerous they were. And as the famous poet, Arab poet Ahmad Shawqi says, "Wurid al-huda fal-kainatu dhiya," the guidance was born, and all creatures are light, or all of creation is light or enlightened. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to experience that light, because alhamdulillah, light travels, right? And perhaps it goes throughout the universe, and inshallah it'll come back to us, even that physical light. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this, and grant us to experience of the physical and also the spiritual and the ghaibi lights of his birth, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his being. Alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen.